Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's a good lead into our NFL pick segment. Monday Night Football certainly could be a winning answer. So when we get to our picks, I'll just say this. I got three games this week. I'm like, am I missing something? I think I got three layups this weekend. We'll get to that in a couple minutes as we do our NFL picks. Also, drop of the week this segment as well. So I know you got a little baseball nugget in there related to the Phillies. Tell everybody what you saw in the last few minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So Ken Rosenthal came out with an article for The Athletic. The article was titled, 15 teams, some were more realistic than others, that could change their manager or head of baseball operations. And he mentions Rob Thompson in the article. Here's the blurb from the article from Ken Rosenthal. It says, the low-key Thompson still appears a perfect match for his grizzled veteran players. The question is whether another early exit would make president of baseball operations Dave Dombrowski restless. Dombrowski, by adding closer Jawan Duran, right-hander David Robinson, and center fielder Harrison Bader in July, gave Thompson seemingly everything he needs.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, we've discussed this. We had a poll question a few weeks ago, about maybe a week or two ago. Do you think Rob Thompson's job is safe no matter what?
And I said it wasn't.
I did too, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, I said it was. I still think it's safe, but this is surprising.
Ken Rosenthal is not putting that in there unless someone's told him.
And Ray, let me ask you this.
I just know him well enough.
I agree with you on that, Ray. Let me ask you this question, Ray. Whose decision would it be?
John Middleton.
I agree.
Yeah.
Not Dombrowski.
No.
James, you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it would ultimately be Middleton. I do think Middleton will take what Dombrowski says very seriously, though. Like,
yeah,
I think if
sure.
Dombrowski says we should keep Rob Thompson and here's why, I do think that will play a role. But I think at the end of the day, it'll be Middleton's call.
We know that there are times owners override general managers.
Yeah, and they, and he wants
president of baseball ops. Yeah.
You know, I don't think he wants to see another 1 year go by the wayside.
Because you only have so many with this group. Look, the Phillies can continue being good. They're going to have to add new players and. You know, we've seen that before. Phillies had Dave Cash, and then they had Manny Trio. Like, you transition at positions. That is something they're going to have to do to keep this going for 10 years. But this group, you know, I mean, we don't know that Schwarber's back. We don't know that Ranger's back. We don't know that JT's back. So, you know, there's only so many cracks at it with this crew that you'll have. Let's get to Patty right now. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. Glad to hear it. Just wanted to say that I think they should start.
Hey, Patty, can you hang on 1 second?
I know what she thought.
What did she just say? That's an insult.
Because she thought because she's wearing a green sweater, you called her Patty. That's the only thing that I'm assuming.
Oh my gosh, actually.
Patty, some woman just turned to me and said, that's an insult. I don't even know how I insulted her. I gave her a wave because she said,
she
go
thought
Phillies.
You were saying good morning to her when you were saying good morning to the caller. I think she just misunderstood.
Lots of confusion here.
Anyway.
That's
hello,
okay. It's
Patty.
Friday. Hello,
she's blowing us kisses now. We're all good.
Well, that's good. Putting my two cents in, I think they need to start Buehler. He's definitely the better pitcher out of him and Nola right now. But I have a feeling that they are going to start Nola, which has kind of given me some agita, especially the way he's been pitching lately. And I just, do you think Nola's not up to his potential because of the injuries he's had this year, or do you just think it's in his head?
Well, I think it's less in his head. I think I think there's two different things. Well, look, I can't say head's not part of it. Injuries, I'm certain, is a factor. The question is whether wear and tear, which is similar to injuries but not quite the same thing, if that's a factor. If this is just the new Aaron Nola. And Patty, I candidly just don't know the answer to that question. You know, we're going to have to see next year and beyond to know.
I'm certain I've seen a pattern, and that is he misses at some point in every start I see him in, and it gets parked.
But the question is why?
Because he misses.
Right. But the question is
why is he missing?
Is it because? Is it because it's in his head? Is it because of an injury? Or is it because this is just who he is after 10 years?
I think he's no longer consistent in his technique.
That's a whole other thing that you're saying technique. I mean, if you're saying mechanics, listen, mechanics get out of whack
down,
sometimes.
Getting older, just can't keep it as consistent.
Yeah, Patty, I don't think we're going to know the answer for another year or two, frankly. But I just don't know at this stage which it is. I know this. Rob Thompson needs to evaluate quickly. I mean, let's put it this way. He's been bad enough that in a lot of instances, a starting pitcher with a 6.5 ERA wouldn't even be on the playoff roster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, normally you'd say, all right, I'm not starting him. And by the way, I trust guys in the bullpen more than him. Right? I mean, a lot of times that guy would not make the playoff roster.
You're exactly
now,
right.
Now, he will, but, you know,
right now I don't think he should be there. I don't know. Maybe in the playoffs it'll do something better for him, but I don't see him being successful in the playoffs either.
And Patty, I'm a huge Nola fan. Like, he's my dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, no, I love the guy. Yeah. Everybody says he is just the nicest guy. I have met him. We've interviewed him, but I have heard from people that have been around him a number of times that he's a wonderful person. And that makes me root for a guy extra, you know, when you hear that.
Right.
But
yeah, exactly.
Patty, give me a day of the week and a title. You can win two different prizes.
No problem. I have the song from the Mamas and the Papas, Monday.
Oh, that's another good one.
Good one. Yeah. Oldie but a goodie.
Featured in The West Wing.
Oh.
Well, I think so. Is that the one that's Monday morning? No, is that the
Monday,
same one? Or?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Monday morning. Which one is that? Is that a different song?
I don't know.
I don't know. You're not giving us much here.
Or maybe it's Monday, Monday.
No, they say Monday morning.
Monday.
Yeah, I guess that's the one in the West Wing. Donna and Josh in his office. All right. With that said,
holy cow! Look at that.
What?
That woman has so much toilet paper stuck to her.
Oh dear God!
Holy cow! She has so much toilet paper stuck to her back.
Somebody needs to tell her.
3.5 feet of toilet paper hanging down.
Somebody needs to tell her
behind that woman.
Oh, that is.
Did you see her?
Yeah, I did.
Wow,
yeah, that's too bad.
That's the worst I've ever seen my whole life. it really is this much.
I know it is.
It's like a giant tail. If she were a kangaroo,
like a
that would be an appropriately
tail.
Sized tail.
You go
for
tell
her,
oh John. God. On NFL Picks, we do it every single Friday at this time. I agree.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
She's sitting right there.
I know.
Someone needs to tell her.
Where'd she sit?
She's right there wearing the black. Yeah, she's wearing the black with the. She's got
do you want me
hair.
To go tell her?
Someone needs to tell her.
I'd wait till she stands up
because there are people around her now.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're.
Someone be a good Samaritan.
It's okay. It's not like it's dirty. Yeah. It's clean.
How do we
toilet
know?
Paper.
All right. So, NFL picks. Last week, we both went 1-2. I'm in a freaking rut. I'm 3-6 for the year. John's 5-4. I mean, what else is new? He gets out to a lead, and then I eventually win. Let's get to our picks. We'll do them quickly, as we still have drop of the week to do this week. John, your first selection. You're doing the Bucks?
Hold on. What you just said is BS.
Well, I don't know what's BS. What did I just say?
You're going to win, I think is what
I'm not
saying.
Picking the Bucs.
Oh, well, of course I will.
The Patriots are giving 4.5 points. They're hosting the Panthers. The Panthers won 30-0 last week. That's why I think the Panthers can in no way keep it up this week. Bryce Young, the quarterback, I think he's 1-15 on the road in his career.
He stinks.
He's on the road. Last week he won big. There's no way that happens again. So I'll give 4.5 the Patriots hosting.
All right, I'm telling you, all three of mine are like, I think they're layups. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe this is a London game, and what do I know? Pittsburgh, home, +2.5 versus Minnesota. I'll take Tomlin. I'll take Rodgers over Minnesota. Lock it in.
Seems like you pick Pittsburgh every week now.
Well, he wins a lot in the regular season. He wins a lot in the regular season.
Seems like you were picking them when he was the Packers quarterback, too, and your reasoning was Aaron Rodgers. Chargers -6.5 at the Giants. The Giants are starting Jackson Dart this week, we think. That means young, inexperienced quarterback against a really good Chargers defense. And we know the Chargers like to pound the football and do that sort of thing. I think they'll just absolutely dominate, so I'm happy to give 6.5.
All right, picking the Chargers there. I'm going with the Rams in my second spot. Look, Colts might be good. I'll grant it. They might be good. Here's what I know. I know the Rams are good. I know the Rams are home. I'm going with the Rams -3.5 home versus the Colts.
My last pick, I'm going Falcons +1.5. They're hosting the Commanders. And, again, this is a Falcons team. This is the team that lost to the Panthers last week, 30-0. They will be a little more focused this time around. We know the Commanders, Jaden Daniels has the knee issue. He may try to go. He may not be able to. Regardless, I think the Falcons will be focused, and they'll run the heck out of the football.
Again, I don't know what's up with the line. 49ers -3.5 home versus Jacksonville. I'm not saying the Niners are great. I don't know that they are. I know Bosa's out. I get it. Jacksonville, come on. It's not 2017. They're not going to the AFC Championship game. 49ers -3.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Home versus Jacksonville, and those are our picks for this week. All right, Seltzer, I can't quite remember what's happened this week as far as whether
Brock Purdy might not play.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll throw someone else back there. Grab Montana or Steve Young. James, I don't remember much about if we've had a good batch of drops. I'm not sure if we have, but let's find out. Drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall? I'm thinking Hammer Celebration maybe will win this, but I don't know. Let's find out.
We got some stuff. Better than you'd expect. I agree. Not like, off the charts, but a solid week.
Okay.
Let's start it out where we can always find a little humor in us being children, as Ruben Amaro talked about saying the name Jazz Chisholm.
Because I'm not a big Jazz Chisholm guy, just in general, just because I think it's
difficult to pronounce it.
A little too much. Yeah, well, there's that.
That's the biggest thing.
See how I worked that slowly? And I was worried about that on the air. I want to assure you.
Oh, yeah.
But
why were you worried?
But Jazz.
So good.
I love it.
It's just.
Juvenile. Juvenile behavior at its best.
It really is.
It's finest.
By the way, Chop of the Week presented
by. Did
his
parents know? Did his parents try it?
Look, it's all over the place. That name's all over the place. Drop of the, I don't know what to say about that, John. Drop of the Week sponsored by Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. What else, Seltzer?
All right, let's keep it rolling. This is a bit of an extended cut, but I think it's worth it. Nick Sirianni with us on Tuesday. Really funny story about how he's not superstitious, yeah. Maybe a little superstitious.
Before the first field goal that we blocked, you know, I clicked over to special teams, you know, making sure the count was right. We had the right people on the field, all this and that. And I just said, hey, can we get this one? And Coach Clay goes, yes, we can. And bam, we block it. And I am the least superstitious person in the world. I don't believe in it. I don't think about it because there's a lot of reasons why I don't think that way. But on the last one, I remember clicking over again. I'm like, count good. Yeah, we're ready. I'm gonna ice this guy here. Okay, we ice the kicker. And I'm like, gosh, I think I got to say it again. So I go, hey, can we get this one? He's like, yeah. Yeah. So, I played into what I don't usually like to play into is the superstition.
You're developing a habit.
Great story from
Nick. I love it.
Me too.
That could win also.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun.
I mean, guys, it won the Eagles a game.
Yeah, it did.
That could win.
Yeah. Well, it just gives you insight to even though the head coach has a million different things on his mind, he's like, I got to say it again because if I don't say it again, we miss it. It'll be my fault that we miss
totally.
It. Which is exactly what we do in our homes.
Yeah. And it's ironic coming from someone who's very analytically driven. Yeah. You know, it's anyway, that was great.
Very good stuff, Nick. Let's keep it rolling. Big week from Ruben tomorrow. Ruben went to text our program director, Rod Lakin, and texted someone different. We had
to guess. This is good, too.
Rod Carew.
Now we're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
This
with
guy's
idea.
Way more famous than everybody that's been
way
said.
Way more
than
famous.
Rod Carew's pretty
this
famous.
This guy's more famous than Rod Carew.
By a long boom.
Correct.
That's exactly right.
I texted Alex Rodriguez. I said, "Are you around? Are you around?"
A-Rod.
That's hysterical.
Wow. That's awesome. A-Rod Lakin.
Did he get back to you?
So fun. He has probably ghosted me.
That was awesome. Love that.
That's so funny.
Yeah, him texting A-Rod by accident. We got to ask him next week if he texts him.
Yeah,
back.
We do. We got to follow up on that. All right, let's keep it rolling. A name that had been said on this show many times, maybe to his dismay, is Keno Shawell, a.k.a. the Vomit Master, as John calls him. We had Keno on and asked him about telling the world about his skills. Keno, you ever think the entire Delaware Valley would find out about your ability to vomit on command?
No, I did not. And the funny thing, I have some of my coaches, family members, and old teammates listening to this right now, so this is going to be awesome.
Your phone's about to blow up, brother.
Has it been a long time since you've talked about your puking powers?
Yes, I've been talking about it now. My daughter is 22 and she's listening right now. She's like, Dad, you never told me about this.
That was awesome.
That is great. Very funny.
It was cool.
He's amazing. Yeah. He's really amazing.
Really cool. All right. We also had a two-time Stanley Cup winner on the show this week. No big deal. Jim Watson. There were a million things I could have taken. I went with a funny line that Jim had talking about Bobby Clark and Bernie Parent and obviously what those guys meant. A little humor here from Jim.
Bobby Clark came out and said he was the one player that the team could not have won without.
Yeah, Bobby's the only guy that could say that because we couldn't have won without Bobby Clark. We all know how great Bobby was. Bobby was spectacular. But those two dudes were our leaders, and they inspired the rest of us.
Thought it was an amazing interview.
Yeah.
It was
missed
so
it.
Good.
Check it out on our podcast at 94WIP.com. Really, really awesome stuff.
Listen, it was powerful. I mean, that was the only part of the interview that was humorous, right? Because we were talking about a heavy subject matter, the passing of Bernie, but it was special. I agree with James. If you've missed it, our podcast or the app,
the Odyssey app.
Joe, you and I were talking after the show, and I said to you, because it was very lively at the Heroes Bar that we were at, and it was a great crowd. That was the only time it was quiet.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, they were just like, it was very respectful.
And Jimmy Watson's a special guy.
Oh, my God,
also.
He's awesome.
And his brother's great. I mean, that was really, that for me, That was very special.
All right, let's keep it rolling. End of the show, I believe 2 days ago, we had some good impressions. You take a shot at me, I take a shot back. Here's what happened.
Now yous can't leave.
Pretty good.
Ben, now give me, yous can't leave.
Ben, give me a Delco.
Joe, now yous can't leave.
Yes!
Now, that's nice.
Rhea, you got South Philly in you?
Now you can't leave.
Seltzer, you got Squeaky in you?
Now you can't leave.
That's mean. That was mean. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Hope you enjoyed the show. Of course, as always, we're going to have a lot tomorrow. It'll include...
What is that?
Hey, Squeaky.
Squeaky?
Hey, Squeak. Hey, Squeak.
That's
squeak.
Not cool.
Hey,
I mean...
You're squeaky too, pal.
Jason Kelce.
Yes.
Yeah. There was another time this week we went back and forth at each other. What was that one?
I could only cut
there
so
was a whole nother. Yeah. But anyway, that was good.
John's imitation was great.
Was great.
I thought everybody
well,
was
what's
great.
Ironic is that the next cut that I have, I always go in chronological order, is actually Joe squeaking.
He might win a championship, you know. I mean, that happens sometimes.
You haven't seen it.
So bad.
Touch of squeak.
I mean, that happens sometimes.
Which I also thought this has been requested by you guys multiple times recently. So what better time to play the master cut of weird Joe noises?
How stupid it is. Where 55, 2 days with the unofficial variety. I wouldn't even. Mike, here's the deal. There and go. We don't have that. Colin, it's a simple question, but I'm not sure the answer is simple. Kick your little freaking flimsy 3-point field goal. Listen, it became like a little less enthralling.
Oh my god!
It's really
that's
great.
Pretty good, James.
It's one of the great things in the history of my show. I think.
I feel like there are a few new ones in there. I don't know if it's been updated or maybe it's.
Pretty
been
good.
A while, but
it's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's embarrassing.
All right, we only have two more. One, just a taste of it. The whole thing was funny getting into the Misha stuff, but you were explaining the Misha story.
I'm like a 5 out of 10. Misha's not, all right? She's not.
A higher ranking, you say.
So, you know, and so Angela gets her on the air. And asks her about, you know, what about Joe to camera? And she says,
I love him as family.
Oh.
And the dream was dead.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Been a while since
poor
that had come
out.
Up.
It has been.
All right, one last one. We heard it earlier. It was, you know, when he's back, he's back. The hammer's back.
The Red Sox. Babe Ruth, Boston Red Sox, 5 for 5. This guy might have gone 5 for 5. I thought they were pretty easy.
5-2.
Bang!
Or not. The prediction held.
The perfect score. The perfect score. I mean, 5-4, I guess, would be more perfect. But 5-2. I mean, talk about the hammer being the hammer. I told you what the perfect score. Right? I just bowled a 300. I bowled a 300. I called for 5-2. 5-2. Hammer. Back. 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 Enough of this freaking losing stuff. The ankle's going to heal. Fritz's ass is going to get kicked. Philly's going to win the World Series. Eagles are going to repeat. Hammer!
That was classic old school hammer. It was great. We needed it.
I've just been playing possum for a couple weeks. I'm ready to go. All right, what wins here?
Better batch than I thought.
Yeah, strong.
I'm guessing the compilation song can't win. Since
yeah,
it's
no,
not
the
a
master
new
cut
one.
Can't win this week.
So I like Sirianni.
I like
gonna
Sirianni
say,
too.
I think it should be Nick. Like, it's such a cool insight into all his stuff. I think it was cool.
And look, it was certainly the storyline of the start of the week. I mean, other than Bernie passing away, the main storyline early in the week was the missed field goal, blocked field goal. And I mean, we're getting a firsthand account of the coach's superstition. It's not superstition, but it's superstition.
But it's
maybe the best award Nick's ever won. Congratulations. Super Bowl, this. I mean, it's like, you know, close.
Maybe the league will give him coach of the year at some point because, you know.
Because he deserves it. Yeah, what a thought.
At first, they need to get him in the top 5.
Oh, God. You're not kidding, Rhea. All right. Good job, Sirianni. A lot of good stuff in there. James, nice job with that. And those, of course, were the drop of the week.
Love.
I hope you're having a great start to your day. On this Friday morning, a football Friday. Gearing up for the Eagles and Bucks, obviously gearing up for the playoffs as well for the Phillies, which will start Saturday, October the 4th. Speaking of playoffs, let's get you geared up for the implications this weekend across baseball. There are a couple of battles for playoff spots. The Mets have been involved in one of them. Let's get and the Phillies are actually still involved in one of them because the Phillies and the Brewers
And the Reds have everything to play for.
Yeah, no, that's notable. All right, so let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. You can buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, this weekend has a lot. Let me start with this. The first thing it's going to have is in the next couple hours, we are going to find out, unless we don't find out, Joel Embiid's status. So this is Sixers Media Day, and they're going to meet with the assembled media at 11 a.m., and we're going to be all ears to find out, Joel, like, are you going to play? Are you not going to play? If you do, are you 100%? Are you not? So that is extremely significant in Philadelphia sports. Frankly, more significant than, like, do the Phillies win tonight? I mean, let's be real. This is the whole future of the franchise. We find out today how it's looking, unless they tell us nothing, which is always a possibility with the Sixers. All right, other things. Eagles, we gear up. We know that. College football, Saturday, tomorrow, the whole deal. James, I know you got a lot on the baseball playoffs. Tell everybody kind of what they should know about some of these battles.
Yeah, Rhea just mentioned the National League. The National League's pretty simple. The first five spots are locked in. It's just, other than the Phillies and the Brewers, potentially the 1-2 spot, like we said, three up, three down. But that wild card spot is up for grabs. The Mets are a game up on the Reds and two up on the Diamondbacks. Both those teams have the tiebreakers against the Mets. So that is a really fascinating setup. Obviously,
by the way, a tale of two teams we hate.
Oh, big time.
We hate the Mets more, but, I mean, the Diamondbacks thing was only 2 years ago. I still hate them.
Totally. I don't want to see either
John
of them
Mets
in the
or Diamondbacks, who do you – last year we were in the same spot with the freaking – wasn't at the end of the year. It was like the – who was it? The Mets and the Diamondbacks?
The Mets and the Braves, I thought.
I think it was the Mets and the Braves.
Yeah, yeah, and then they had insane doubleheader because
– that's what it was, and we played the Mets instead of the Braves, yep.
I think it was the Mets, Braves, and Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
I think it was two of the three were going to get
correct.
In, and one wasn't.
And then they were able to split that second game, and they let the other team win, so the Mets and Braves both got in instead of the Diamondbacks.
Right.
That's what it was, Joe.
Yes, you're right.
Good call.
Okay.
Yeah, good call.
I dislike the Diamondbacks a lot.
I dislike all of them.
I do, too. I hate them.
Yeah, I am not a fan. And the Mets play the Marlins this weekend. So for that spot, again, we mentioned that the Brewers and Reds are playing this weekend. And the Diamondbacks face the Padres this weekend, already locked into a playoff spot. So that's interesting. The AL, though, is wild, Joe. There are essentially three teams have clinched. The Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Mariners are in. Then there are three spots for four teams all within a game of each other, essentially. Mm. The Tigers and Guardians are tied for the AL Central. The Guardians hold the tiebreaker, so they're the three seed.
Tigers blew, what, a 15 and a half?
15 and a half, the biggest in the history of the sport. Now, the Tigers lead the Astros by one game for the final playoff berth heading into the weekend. But essentially, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Astros, and the Guardians are four teams, and three of them will get in, and they're all separated by a game. God. It's wild.
And the Astros are another team that beat the Phillies in the playoffs.
Yeah, totally.
Holy mackerel. All right, so that'll make Sunday in particular fun. I mean, the Eagles will be the main story, you know, from our standpoint. But during – and, James, don't they play all the games at 3 o'clock on Sunday?
On Sunday, night? Yep, correct.
Play them all at the same time, all across the whole league, right?
All across the whole league, yeah.
Interesting. All right, one other thing for this weekend. This bears special mention. So we have a special birthday this week in Philadelphia sports, and it is today. I'm guessing that none of you know about it. Anyone
have? I know that Mike Schmidt's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mike.
This one is more special because it's a big number. John, you're probably never going to have heard of this person. Devin, I'm going to guess you haven't either. Rhea, James, and I are probably the three that have heard of it. And to the 80-year-olds and up, you will really appreciate this. Today is the 100th birthday of Bobby Shantz.
Oh, is he the last day, right?
He is the only surviving player from the Philadelphia A's. He is the only living person that played for Connie Mack. Mm-hmm. He is the only living person that played baseball in the 1940s. And today, and I heard he lives in Ambler. And, sir, I don't know if you're listening. I don't know your condition. I hope you're in great shape, Bobby Shantz. He was my mom's favorite player growing up.
He was my grandfather. My grandfather loved the A's.
And he was the guy in the
end. My grandfather, yeah. Yep.
At the end, when they weren't very good, he was the one that was good. He won an MVP with the A's as a pitcher, which is very hard to win an MVP as a pitcher. He's one of the few people to ever do that. He won 8 straight gold gloves, and he finished his career. And this was really cool. He came back at the very end and finished his career with the Phillies.
That's awesome.
So, Bobby Shantz, sir. 100 years old.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I remember I said I don't do jerseys, but when I was in my 20s and my grandfather was still alive, I was out at a store and I saw a replica, like 1927, something like that, A's jersey, and I bought it just to wear it to his house.
That's really,
He just loved them.
That's so cool. Yeah. So really hope he has a special day. I don't know his condition. But
100. That's awesome.
We hope it's all good. 100 years old.
Very cool.
For Bobby Shantz. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Harvey right now. He's calling from Mount Airy. Good morning, Harvey.
Hey, good morning, team.
Hi, Harvey.
Just going to go rapid fire because I know you guys are up against the clock. First, I would go with Bueller. Picking the Eagles, I think... Hurts will get over the hump finally with trying to beat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tampa Bay with Todd Bowles because he seems to have his number. And at three, the Sixers, was kind of sorry to hear about the guard.
Yeah.
What did he do? Dislocate his thumb?
He tore it, I think.
Yeah,
he
tore the UCL. It's the ligament. It runs the whole way up into your elbow. It is
it's the Tommy
repair
John ligament.
When you have
it's
Tommy
Tom,
John
yeah.
in your elbow, but in your thumb. You can have what's called, I've had it, where you tear that ligament in your thumb and it prevents you from being able to squeeze
thumb. It seemed important.
I don't remember having it.
Yeah, being able to squeeze is important for basketball. Being able to grip is
for
very important.
Is,
when I when I did it, I came off to the sideline, I grabbed the Gatorade bottle to grab and squeeze the water into my mouth, and it just fell.
My gosh.
It just fell to the ground, and I couldn't understand it. I picked it up again, tried to squeeze it.
Wait, so did you have this exact injury, or yours was less? It wasn't a full tear?
It was a full tear. I probably had
How long did it take you to come back?
An off season.
But to be fair, football's different.
Well, I played the
basketball
rest of the
shooting.
Season. I played. I built. They built a splint for me so I could move my other fingers onto my thumb, and I played the rest of the year. It was the year that we lost in the tuck rule game at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Then I had the surgery at the end of the year, and it was 6 months.
Wow. Yep. Well, imagine shooting a basketball with it.
It would be challenging.
I don't think you can use a splint to.
And by the way, it's great.
You'd have to get it fixed.
And speaking of hands, it was great to see JT back last night. We didn't
talk
about that,
huge.
But that's massive. And. Right away, the first freaking inning, the other team tests his arm, and he guns the guy out of
that was awesome.
Second base with the
That was nice.
That was a boss move by
JT. You know what? Maybe the UCL is not 6 months. Maybe it's 3 months.
So it's if he has surgery, it's 3 to 4.
Okay,
if it's splinted, it's 6 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Get the surgery now.
Yeah,
and
do the surgery.
We'll be able to play this year with you.
Immediately.
Yep.
Wow. Like today.
All right, Harvey, need an answer from you, pal. This is for Brian Adams tickets and my book, A Day of the Week and a Title.
I got an old school song from, I think, the 80s, It was a song called Friday Night Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp.
It's interesting. I thought you were about to say
Friday
Elton John,
night,
isn't he?
Just got paid.
All right.
And I ain't and got
you
nobody.
Got it, Harvey. You know that one, John?
Because I just got paid. That
nice,
one.
John. Good pull.
To talk to, I'm in an awful way.
Oh, that's a good song.
Wow. Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
Yes.
Wow. I got some money because I just got paid. That one?
I'm impressed.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Highly impressed. Hey, time's yours. It's something we do every single day at this time. Let's roll.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I want to say, I want to know if we're going to get the Joelle news today. I think it's disconcerting that we got no leaks leading up to today that he's ready to go.
But that's disconcerting.
But we also got no leaks leading up to today that he's not ready to go.
But can't we just use our common sense and understand he's not going to be ready?
But I kind of feel like if he wasn't ready, they would have leaked it. Because so much
To increase the acrimony
To cushion the blow of him having to not be the person to announce it today.
Well,
I don't know.
I think he's not going to
ready. But that's a good point. Like, I don't know if they would... I mean, not saying they would make him, but like Joel Embiid himself probably isn't going to be the guy to say, like, I'm out for 3 to 6.
Well, there's only three guys.
Season, you know?
It's him, the coach, or the GM.
Right.
One of them's got to address it. So
I feel like we're going to get an ambiguous answer from whoever.
Well, because Maury is always so direct.
Right.
When he
like, we're not. Yeah.
And James.
Not,
James.
Just think that. Yeah, I know. What's right. going to happen?
While heavily out of breath.
James, why is he always out of breath?
Dude, that honestly, that's more of a mystery than Embiid. Like, it makes no sense. He's not like running. He's like,
he
just sits down.
Specialist. He might need to see a specialist.
Do you think he gets nervous for press conferences? Because he doesn't.
No,
he doesn't act.
His personality does not seem nervous.
No. It doesn't.
No, he needs to see a pulmonary specialist.
Might be.
Hey, you know, guys, has anyone else been thinking about the? Have you been thinking about the Scrapple Nuggets at all?
Nope.
What? No.
They were so good.
John, I have.
The Scrapple
I thought they
Nuggets.
Were cool.
How did we get there?
I don't know.
Because I keep thinking about them. Because especially, I can't stop thinking about the Scrapple Nuggets from 2 days ago.
You have an odd brain. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. We still need to find out if the name of that thing changed. Now it's the Xfinity Sports. I feel like every day there's a new name. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. Let's hit it with Time Show.
And here we go already on Friday about the heat in Tampa. Oh, come on. Give me a break. These are professionally trained athletes, and they're mostly in their 20s. If that's the reason why they lose the games, then they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Foolish. Foolish,
sir. It
really
is.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
It's foolish.
It's awful. It makes it harder. You cannot ignore this.
And
no,
by the
way,
you're
Devin,
not ignoring
I'm not
it,
saying
but...
they lose. It costs them 20 points, but it could cost them the 3 points that could be the difference.
Oh, it could cost them players and cramping and that kind
Heck
of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
no
I mean,
doubt.
And by
I think
the way,
you're
you told
be prepared enough this time around.
Kelsey told you about the sauna.
Yeah.
McManus posted a thing that Jordan Davis told him there were like 15 guys in the sauna
yeah,
right then.
Been
they're definitely
good.
Using
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they've been doing
good.
That.
But you know what? Sumo wrestle in there and then simulate exertion. Don't just sit. You know what I mean? It's not like...
I think sumo wrestling in a sauna is recommended.
And by the way, the sauna is not humid. The sauna is hot. The sauna has half
well,
of
they
it.
Quinion said sauna and steam room. And steam room's
All right.
humid.
All right,
you know, it kind of seems like the Tampa Bay Bucks have become the New York Mets of football for us in Philadelphia. So hopefully we can finally get this off our back. Go Birds.
Dude, I think it's worse than the Mets. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, don't know. If you I want think to say what Mets... happened at Citi Field the last few times the Phillies were there is worse.
Yeah. I mean, they've lost, what, 9 or 10 in a row up there? I guess that's pretty extreme.
I think it's at 10.
I think it's
10,
pretty obvious. For who should be the fourth starter. For who should be the fourth starter, Bueller. Bueller.
Look, it's
never gets old.
It doesn't get old. It's great.
Well, I got to say, Joe, that was a nice win. Boot Boy strikes again.
Who strikes again?
Boot Boy.
Well, I think I struck for the first time since I got in the boot, but I could be wrong. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, three different Twitter poll questions. They're all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,000 500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question, who wins on Sunday, the Eagles or the Bucks? John, how do people vote?
60% say Eagles.
77%
wow.
say Eagles.
Wow.
Certainly that's, though, lower than we typically get for obvious reasons. Bucks, it's a tougher game than many of the Eagles typically play. All right, the other two poll questions. If the Phillies need a four starter, that would be, you know, getting to the NLCS. Who should be the Phillies' four starter? 60% say Walker Buehler, not Aaron Nola. And who would they choose as the four starter? 55% say they would choose Walker Buehler, meaning Rob Thompson would.
Yeah.
So not a big difference in who it should be and who it will be. Time will tell, of course, if they get that far of who gets that.
I'm just surprised 40% of people think it should be Nola.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Big amount.
I mean,
large amount.
Like, wake
Maybe
up.
Maybe some of those people don't know Walker Buehler's on the team.
Right. Maybe they don't know he's had past success. And by the way, pitched well.
He's got seven pitches.
He's done a nice job. All right, we got to quickly turn to. We got to move it fast. We're looking for a day of the week in a title. You can win my book, which is still available on Amazon.com. You can win the Brian Adams tickets. Let's turn to right now. Dennis, I need an answer from you. A day of the week in a title.
Any given Sunday, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That's a really, really good one.
Great.
Norman. You don't meet many Normans anymore. Norman, give me a day of the week and a title.
Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Oh, I'm sorry. Saturday Night Fever.
I think
already said. You got one more shot.
Friday the 13th.
Already said. Three and out. Sorry, Norman. Gary, give me an answer. Give me a title.
300 Hammer. How about Movie Friday?
Already said.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Ooh, wow. Ooh. Wow! 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 Wow!
Great.
Is that appealing
song.
To you, Joe?
It is, and a really great song.
It is a great song.
All right, so Sunday Bloody Sunday, wow. Big one. Any given Sunday, big one.
Two really huge. Yeah.
Monday
ones.
Night Football. Yeah. Now I just need to know. We're calling that the title of what? A three-hour block?
The show is called Monday Night Football.
It's called Monday Night Football.
The show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a show. It's a time slot.
But if
it's a program.
If you look in your cable guide,
it's
it says
called
Monday
Night Football.
I know. I'm just,
it's the show title.
So we're counting.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I get what you're saying though. No, like we count it, but it's I think there are better.
I
answers.
Don't know that it qualifies for my vote.
It is a title.
We'll count it,
it
but I don't know that I'm going to vote for that.
Fair enough. Front of Friday the 13th. We got Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback. We got Manic Monday. We got Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. We got Friday. All right, Rhea, which one?
Friday's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay. Devin?
I like Any Given Sunday.
Okay, John?
Friday's a really good answer here. Wednesday's a really good answer. But
well, that was
mine. But Friday.
I already have Joe's book.
I mean, Friday. So,
John, you go Friday Seltzer?
It was between Monday Night Football and Friday for me, so I'll go Friday.
All right, Friday it is. Ed, with the winning answer of Friday. I think I might have gone Sunday Bloody Sunday, just because I'm not sure Monday Night Football should count.
I love that answer, too.
A lot of great answers, a lot of good participation. Appreciate it, everyone. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday to Bobby Shantz. He's 100. Go Phils. Go Birds! We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks to everyone for the hospitality, Borgata.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.